Hi everyone, welcome to SEO for Medical Practices podcast. My name is Michelle, the founder and owner of SEO for Medical Practices. As a certified digital marketer with specialized skills in SEO, I've had the opportunity to work extensively in the field of digital marketing for medical practices. Through this podcast, I'll be sharing insights, tips, and best practices to help you optimize your medical practice's online presence and attract more patients through effective SEO strategies. So if you are a medical practitioner or medical practice owner looking to boost your online visibility and attract more patients, then this podcast is for you. Doctors and medical practice owners, welcome back to another episode on SEO for Medical Practices podcast. In today's episode, I'll be discussing a crucial topic for medical practitioners, choosing the right marketing partner for your medical practice. So I'm going to give you three things to consider when choosing a marketing partner for your medical practice. Now let's go ahead and see what those three things are. All right, so the first point is cost. Now, when you're selecting a marketing agency for your medical practice, it's crucial to take the cost into consideration, and we all do that, right? It's not a secret. Now, you need to determine your budget and find an agency that really fits within it. Now, you know, you could be someone who is already established and you are running a very profitable practice, and or you're someone who's starting off, so the budgets could be really different, right? So, now, however, now, it's important to keep in mind that higher quality and expertise often come with a higher price tag. So while cost is an important factor, it should not be the sole basis for your decision, right? You should also think about the value and the return on investment, we call it ROI, and that the agency can deliver. Now, I suggest consulting with an expert to determine the specific services you need in order to improve your ranking, before finalizing your decision based on the cost. Now, as an example, for your practice, you may not need the agency to handle social media. You might have a person in your team who does that for you already. So in that case, right, you can just, ask the agency, hey, I don't want social media for you guys to handle social media, right? So can you just let me know these are the services I really need, right? So I really need services that helps me rank higher on Google search rankings. In that case, just ask them, right, what could be the price, and just call 2-3 marketing agencies and just check with them their prices and their agreements, right? So yeah, that's number one. All right, now we are on to the second point. Now the second point is contract time period. Now it's generally a good idea to start off with a short contract. This way you can assess how well the agency performs before committing to a long-term partnership. Now the key point here is you have to allow any marketing agency takes around minimum 6 months for them to show you results, because SEO, it takes time for all these strategies and tactics to start to work. So you need to allow them at least 6 months, and then after 6 or 7 months, see the results, how well you are doing in terms of online rankings, etc. Now that does not mean you have to pay for all these 6 months in one go. You don't have to do that. So I suggest looking for a contract that allows you to make monthly payments instead of paying for the entire service upfront. So that's why we offer our services on a monthly basis to our clients. We provide all the services that a marketing agency typically offers, right? But without requiring you to pay for a whole year or for the next 6 months in one go. We don't do that. We just usually charge for the website and for the first month, and from the second month onwards, you can pay us like monthly. Yeah, just keep an eye on the contract time period, and just key point is just allow them like 6 months, and then from there see how it goes. But make sure that you have the option to pay monthly without having to pay for the whole year or 6 months in one go. All right, now we are on to the third and the final point. It is time spent on the right matters. Now, in this point, I want to highlight how crucial it is to stay updated and prioritize what truly matters, instead of doing things just for the sake of doing them, right? So it is really important to inquire about your marketing partner strategy, ask the questions how they are going to earn back links, and ask them the questions related to NAP consistency, etc., etc. You know, your marketing partner told you, okay, these are the things they are going to do. They gave a list of, you know, services that they are going to offer you in the first in the initial meeting, and they could be just you know, trying to cover up all the things that they promised you. And but sometimes all the things that they promised, they even do not matter when it comes to Google rankings. So I just want to end this episode with a list of Google ranking factors for 2023 so that you can discuss with your marketing partner and find out how much of time they can dedicate to each factor. So the first ranking factor is Google business profile. Just ask if they have added right categories and just check with them if you can add a, you know, keyword in the business name. And the second one is on-page signals. Check with them if they have added the right title tags and if they have placed the NAMP information in all of these, their website, if they have added, you know, all these HTML languages. And the third ranking factor is review signals. I know it's a responsibility of your team, but still ask the question how they can help you earn more reviews, like to get more Google reviews and you know, to get reviews on these major review sites. And the fourth ranking factor is inbound, like link signals. The fourth one is link signals. So ask them, like, what is their strategy to earn backlinks from websites which have more domain authority, that have a higher domain authority, right? And the fifth one is citation signals. It is really important for a local business to have consistent NAMP information with as much as citations, like as many as you can. So just ask these questions from them, and then you can decide whether you can go ahead with them or you can continue with them. Well, those are the three points that I wanted to discuss with you. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you think we can help with your SEO and digital marketing, please write to us. Our email is team@seoformedicalpractices.com. Or if you want to discuss more, please book a free 40-minute marketing meeting, and I will let you know how we are going to help you in that meeting. So we will include all the links and other information in the description of this podcast. Also, if you want to become a partner and sponsor this podcast, please send us your details and we will get in touch with you. Just you have to go to our website and click the link that says become a sponsor and fill in that form, and we will get in touch with you. Thank you so much once again, and I'll meet you in the next episode. Have a peaceful day. Bye bye.